September 6th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Diffusiveness of Life. Rivers of Living Water, John 7, 38. A river touches places of which its source knows nothing. And Jesus says, if we have received of his fullness, however small the visible measure of our lives, out of us will flow the rivers that will bless to the uttermost parts of the earth. We have nothing to do with the outflow. Quote, this is the work of God that ye believe, end quote. God rarely allows a soul to see how great a blessing he is. A river is victoriously persistent. It overcomes all barriers. For a while it goes steadily on its course, and then it comes to an obstacle. And for a while it is balked, but it soon makes a pathway round the obstacle. Or a river will drop out of sight for miles, and presently emerge again, broader and grander than ever. You can see God using some lives, but into your life an obstacle has come, and you do not seem to be of any use. Keep paying attention to the source, and God will either take you around the obstacle or remove it. The river of the Spirit of God overcomes all obstacles. Never get your eyes on the obstacle or on the difficulty. The obstacle is a matter of indifference to the river, which will flow steadily through you if you remember to keep right at the source. Never allow anything to come between yourself and Jesus Christ. No emotion or experience. Nothing must keep you from the one great sovereign source. Think of the healing and far-flung rivers nursing themselves in our souls. God has been opening up marvelous truths to our minds. And every point he has opened up is an indication of the wider power of the river he will flow through us. If you believe in Jesus, you will find that God has nourished in you mighty torrents of blessing for others. That's the end of Oswald's text. I don't know that anything greater could be said or anything further could be said to add to this particular message. But please take in the marvelous truth that is twofold, internally and externally. On the internal, as we go through life and desire to know God more and more deeply, the flow within us of the knowledge and intimacy and presence of God increases. It bumps into the obstacles of our attempting to understand, or the obstacles of our service, or the obstacles that we put there through our circumstances. Nonetheless, if we continue to pursue and persist the heart of God, that river will become a mighty torrent within us, full of passion and resolve and desire for God. In the external sense, as we just continue to let God, as he will, flow through us, as one by one the obstacles within us are removed so that his flow can flow unhindered through us and out upon those nearby us. Ultimately, the trickle becomes a creek, and the creek becomes a river, and a river becomes a mighty, rushing, roaring river. We don't see the end result of our desire for our God, or the passionate, affectionate expressions we make toward God. But as they spill out on others, and others allow them, those same spillages to flow through them and be enlarged and spill out again, the flow of God's life and his passion and his affection for us out through us will become a mighty torrent and possibly reach to the very farthest part of the globe from where we live.